This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost for details. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Twitchy.
Twitchy?
Twitchy. It was either that or H.G. Wells.
I think H.G. Wells would have been better.
I like Twitchy.
Okay.
Or Silent Phil.
The best kind of Phil.
Yes.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you, Jack?
I'm fine.
And we had a new episode today, and then this one melts your brain.
They all melt my brain, but this one really melted my brain.
You know what? I mean,
even though some of it I was going, I knew that already.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that already.
Yeah. I think
not really just I'm not just saying that I knew that already. I'm sure we're all going, yeah, I knew that already. Well, it's like when she goes, I'm his mother. And Penny looks at her like, come on, Penny, where you been?
Do you not see the past episodes? Come on.
Pay attention to the boards, Penny.
But the end was just so... It happened so quick. It's just like, I don't think I've still fully grasped what happened.
I was writing something down, and when he got shot, I go, uh-oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
But, there's a lot of unrest now. We'll have to get into the... We'll talk about
it's
it in the recap.
It's just crazy.
In the discussions in the recap, because it's not just a recap like ABC's boring recaps.
No.
We give it some sass.
Yes. Some sass. Macama sass. No,
we're not them.
No.
We're not that crappy.
We're not that good. Oh, so you say crappy, I said good.
It was just a joke.
Bitter.
I know Ralph idolizes those guys.
Ralph.
All right, so Jack, what do you say we get in the last recap?
I say we do it, sir.
All right, here we go.
Last recap.
Oh, man.
See, I told you.
Wow.
I told you.
Wow.
I turned it down for a reason. Well, it's last recap time. We had a new episode titled The Variable.
Right.
And if you listen to the official last podcast, they called this the sister episode to The Constant.
Right.
In that it was like the opposite of The Constant.
I guess.
In that there is a chance to change whatever happened.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
You think, okay, we'll get to that at the end of this.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil anyone.
But we start this one out with Desmond being taken to the hospital after being shot by Ben.
And Penny is alive.
Yeah, so.
Whatever.
And baby Charlie is with him.
You know, but it's funny when the doctors say in every TV show, you got to stay here. We'll do everything we can. Just wait here.
Yeah.
It's like the same line from every movie, from every doctor show.
So you think like people in real, like when that happens, it's like, oh, wait, I already know this. You know, I've seen this on Scrubs and on every single, you know.
It's like when the police are giving them Miranda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need my rights. I've heard it.
But if they don't tell you, then you can sue like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Penny is waiting in the waiting room there, Eloise Hocking comes to comfort Penny.
Now, how did she know? You think maybe Charles Widmore called her?
Possibly.
Maybe.
And she says it's her fault. Her son did it.
Right.
And then she goes, is your son Ben?
Benjamin Linus.
Yeah, Benjamin Linus. And she goes, no.
Well, she said, God, no.
Yeah. And she said, my son is Daniel Faraday.
Daniel Faraday.
And then
that's when Penny had that shock look. And I'm just like, come on, wake up.
We then go 30 years into the past.
30 years earlier.
Yes. And with Faraday returning at the substation like we saw last week. And he goes to Jack and asks how.
Well, Jack's not dressed.
No, he's getting dressed. And asks how he got here and said that your mom told me to do it. It was our destiny. And he goes, she was wrong.
Your density, Jack.
And then cut to Lost. Did you like how they did the Star Trek thing with the Lost today?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty neat. That was the first time I think ever.
Don't you think it would have been funny if you said, it's not your density?
Yes, I agree. Because we've called him McFly.
I think that would have been great.
But they didn't.
No.
We then come back from commercial into a flashback. It's young Daniel playing piano.
Right.
To Metronome. You know what Metronome is?
No. I thought it was where the twins play.
No, Metronome is that clicking. It keeps time.
Yeah, it's funny because I wish they'd stop that little clicking thing because it's driving me crazy.
You play with it so you play in time properly.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It was driving me up the wall.
So a younger Miss Hawking, but not as young as the last time we saw Ellie in 54.
No, she's changed quite a bit.
Changed quite a bit. And she looks very spooked.
Well, she still has that uptight look. Mm-hmm. She's always uptight. Every episode, she's uptight.
And she goes up to him and says, you know what destiny is. And says, you have a gift, and your mind is your gift, and you don't have any more time for distractions. I need to guide you. And basically says, you're done with the piano. And then he says he can make time for both.
Right. But then she stopped it. She asked him how many times.
Yeah, the metronome click.
And he knew it was 8:47, right?
Yeah, something like that, in the 800s.
I think it would been better if it was 8:15.
Well, that'd have been too obvious.
Come on.
That'd have been too much, I think.
You think so?
I think it'd have been too much. It was like, it was 815 times.
Or 108.
So let me come out.
But it dawned on me that, he could have been the next Elton John.
He could have been.
You never know. She stopped him cold like that. I that was just wrong.
I agree. Or the next Mozart. So then we come out of the flashback and Faraday leaves Jack with Jack kind of like, wait, what a second, wait. So you mean I did all this for nothing? Basically in his face. And we go to Sawyer and Jack goes up to the door and says that Faraday is back. And Sawyer's like, well, I'm kind of busy right now, so I'll talk to you later.
And Jack is not taking no.
No, I think he's starting to take charge
Jack
again.
Jack is back.
And Sawyer's like, and then Juliet's just like, just show him, and shows Phil wrapped up in, well, basically tells him what's going on.
And that's what I wrote down, this is the Phil I like, and you said it in the...
That means actually I got it first, so.
You did get it first. Even though I wrote it down.
So then Faraday goes with Miles to the Orchid Station.
Right.
And we go to where the season opener was.
Exactly.
And where he bumps into...
Pierre Cheng.
Sorry, and, sir.
And we play out that scene, but then Faraday goes back to Cheng and tells him to stop the drilling. And he says, something like this, what happened to that guy, it's going to happen on a catastrophic level where you're drilling at the Swan.
It's going to happen to everybody, man.
And he says, I'm from the future.
Dun, dun.
And get the worst break. We come
now,
back.
Now, the commercial, yes. Did it make you want to watch Star Trek?
Yes.
It's pretty cool. Captain Kirk looked like a coward, though, in the beginning.
What, running from the big monster?
Yeah, younger Kirk. I don't want to see, if you haven't seen the commercial, spoiler
alert. So William Shatner would be like, please, get out of my way.
What is going on here?
So
he's screaming like a little girl.
Dude, that thing was crazy.
I don't care.
So then we come out of the commercial break with Faraday continuing to pursue Cheng, and Cheng is kind of like thinking he's crazy.
Well, what would you be thinking?
Same thing.
The guy's going, I'm from the future. Oh, you heard me say that. That's why you're saying that.
Yeah.
Come on, back up, buddy.
Yeah, it's very funny. Joke's over with.
But
then he says Miles is his son.
Miles goes, awkward.
Yeah, and Miles denies it, and Cheng leaves.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think Miles would have said, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. He's got such a chip on his shoulder.
Well, Pierre Cheng, he goes, is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man.
It's like he just looked at him like, is this true? Could this be true? Could you be my son?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's like going, come on. There's a Miles, your son Miles. There's a Miles here. Come on. Yeah. Aren't you seeing the connection here, yes. Dr. Cheng?
But then we go back to Daniel's flashback, and he's the graduation from Oxford.
All right. Now, here's my question.
Okay.
Is it Faraday or Charles Manson?
I played Charles Manson in a movie. Did a TV movie, yeah.
Okay. He looks just like Charles
Manson. I think people are actually saying more like Geddy Lee, but.
Geddy Lee from Rush?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking Charles Manson. My first thought, I said, is he hanging out with the Beach Boys?
Yeah, he played the actor played Charles Manson in that TV movie of Charles Manson.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Not the original one, Helter Skelter.
No, it was like some newer NBC.
Well, you know what? He looks just like Charles. He brought the same wig with him. He goes, hey, you know what? I can play.
Save on wardrobe costs. Hey,
give me the part. Eventually, later on, I'll be using this wig again.
so he's there with Teresa.
Yes.
And introduces Teresa to Mrs. Hawkins.
Yeah, and she looks like a bitter Joan Collins. Or not Joan Collins, Joan Crawford.
Yeah, you think so?
She reminded me of Joan Crawford.
Well, she's just basically ignores the girl and, you know, asks to take Faraday to lunch, but does not invite poor Teresa.
That's just not right. It's rude.
Yeah, it was very rude.
She has a mission for him. It turns out it's
pretty
a bad
crappy
one.
Mission. So at the lunch, she says he doesn't have time for girls. It's just not going to end well.
It's not your destiny.
No. And Faraday says he got like a $1 million grant from Mr. Charles Widmore.
And she goes, I know him, maybe.
And she gives him a gift, and it's a notebook. And right. It says something, something, love, mother.
It was, always remember, I love you.
Yeah, or I care about you or
care
something.
Care about you, something like that. But always remember,
mm-hmm.
I love you.
But
something like that. I didn't write it down because I figured you would.
But how many people say, like, love mother? She's like, love mom.
Well, look at it. She's uptight. She's Joan Crawford.
She's kind of uppity.
Hopefully he doesn't have any clothes on a wire hanger. He'll be hit. Maybe his ties.
No more wire hangers.
Maybe his ties were on a wire hanger.
We then go back to the Losties. Sawyer's kind of rounded up the crew in his apartment.
Now, see, here's where Sawyer is frazzled. He's lost his edge. He's lost mm-hmm. the, you know, because he's a con man.
Mm-hmm.
And when a con man, the con gets busted, he's flustered. He can't figure out what
to do.
He's
very flustered. But he says the gig is up, and we have two options. Either we leave on the sub and get out of here, or we head into the jungle and start all over again.
And Jen was not going to go on the sub because if Sun is on this island, he's going to find her.
Yeah, and Hurley says he wants to stay as well.
Well, he said, like, they're going back, like, when he said 1954, he goes, like in Fonzie's time?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Then Faraday shows up, and that's where Sawyer calls him Twitchy.
Yeah, Twitchy.
And he says he needs to meet the hostiles. He says his mother is one of them.
Right.
We kind of saw that coming. Is it to the point now, like, that us as viewers, we've been with Lost so long now, it's just we're more attuned to the stuff that's going to happen?
I think so. It's like the whole Penny scene. When mm-hmm. she, you know, because I think from, what, the beginning of the season, we all said, okay, Faraday is Widmore and Eloise Hawkins' parents. That's his parents. So when they go, when Penny goes, when they gave you that shock, like, oh my gosh. I mean, I'm not sure anyone went, really?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the casual
viewer, I'm sure, would say, oh, really? But anyone who's on, listens to any podcast or any message boards, I mean, that theory's been out there forever, so.
Yeah. But it's just kind of weird. There was a commentary on Steven Spielberg. I'm sure you probably said when he did Jaws, and originally they didn't have that scene where he's throwing the chum out into the water.
You're gonna
and
the
shark comes
boat?
Up. Yeah, you need a bigger boat. And their shock scene was supposed to be when the head falls, or that was the shock scene,
right? They said that you should only have one really shocking scene in a movie.
Yeah, but he added the one with that head popping out of the boat in the bottom,
which is scary. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, sorry.
But then, so the effect of seeing the Jaws for the first time wasn't as scary.
Yeah.
So maybe it's we've been like to these reveals all this time. It's harder to shock us.
It wasn't as scary. But what made that was the line.
Oh, you're
gonna need
a
bigger boat. Mm-hmm. That's what you remember from it, not seeing the shark. Well,
I'm using a compare like for I these mysteries aren't like those ones weren't like. Oh, okay.
I understand what you're saying. But it's like, you know, like into season three when we went, what?
Yeah, just like it's hard. It's hard to come back or like try and do something atop that.
Yeah, because if you're spoiled, and I guess there was the ending of this. I guess one podcast gave it out without a warning, and we've got some emails about it. And
I'm glad I avoided it.
That's the same podcast where I, on their blog spot, I found out about Locke being in the coffin.
Oh, really?
It wasn't them. It was someone that listened to them that did it. And so I guess people are pretty upset about it. But if I found out the ending today before, I would have been upset.
Yeah.
But like you're saying, that into season three, it was like, oh my God. I mean, what is going on? What do you mean? Uh-huh. What do you mean we got to go back?
Yeah.
What just happened here? If I would have been spoiled on that, that would have ruined it.
Yeah, it would have. We then go to Faraday watching the oceanic discovery at the bottom of the ocean back in the beginning of season three. That was confirmed dead, right? Season three.
I believe so.
We go to where
season four.
Yes, I'm sorry, season four. To where he's crying and he says he doesn't know why to his
caretaker.
And Widmore shows up and basically says that the plane was planted by him.
Yep, I did it.
It was all by me, expensive.
Why are you telling me this? Because you won't remember. Because he's lost his memory. Yeah. So now I think that confirms a theory I had that he lost his tides because he can't remember where he put them. So I think my theory...
I don't know about that.
I think my theory that he lost his favorite tie because he couldn't remember where he put it.
Okay.
What do you think? I get anything for that?
No.
Okay.
But...
Kind of a stretch?
No. So he says that he wants to send him to this island and it will heal you.
I knew that was coming up. It was like going, all right, get to the part where you're going to tell him that.
Yeah.
Am I like getting to the part where I just like finish it? Let's skip season six and go straight to the ending.
Okay, like let's just read the end of the book.
Yeah, this I'm to that point. Yeah. Almost to the part where it says the end. But then of course it'll end and I'll be like,
what do we do now?
What do we do now?
And he says he's a friend of his mother.
Yes. But come on. I go, come on, tell him you're yours. Come on. Come on, say son, come on.
Daniel, I am your father.
No.
So then we go back to the last season, Faraday. Sawyer doesn't want to help him, and that's where Jack starts to step up again.
Jack, like I said, Jack is coming back.
Yes, and asks Kate to help since she knew where the others were.
Yeah.
And Sawyer kind of tries to pull loyalties with Kate, but then Juliet gives the access code to the pylons.
Now, why do you think Juliet was so quick to give that up?
She and Kate don't start getting along.
She did not want Kate coming with them.
Mm-hmm.
No way. I this is not even an argument.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear any emails from anyone saying Juliet had anything else on her mind.
All right,
you look at her face again. She's like, because she right away she said, "Oh, the number is 141717. You can go right now."
I already packed you a lunch. It's on the counter.
Yes, I baked you some burnt muffins or biscuits. What was it? Biscuits?
I think it was muffins.
Muffins, burnt muffins.
And then as they're leaving, so it's going to be a crew of Kate, Jack, and Faraday.
Right.
And the rest are going to go. He says they're going to be at the beach when you realize you made a mistake.
Yes. Okay.
So then as they're running out, Faraday says he has something to do first, and he goes up to a young Charlotte.
Right.
And she's eating a candy bar.
Eating chocolate. Not supposed to eat chocolate.
Mother said not to eat chocolate before we have dinner.
Of course, Willy Wonka can have chocolate all he wants, but not Charlotte.
It's sad, really.
It is sad. It's not right.
It
looked like a Pop-Tart.
It did. But he says...
But hold on a second.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She's on the swing, out in public, eating the chocolate.
Yeah.
She's obviously not hiding from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not supposed to be eating something, I mean, I'm not saying this to any kids listening, but when I was a kid...
Maybe you're a sneakier kid.
When I was a child... And wasn't supposed to eat something. I didn't go out in the swing set in the middle of everyone and start eating the chocolate.
Wait, I thought you were a perfect child.
I was a perfect child, but if I hadn't been,
you're a perfect child because you covered your tracks well.
Exactly. You never leave a paper trail or a chocolate trail.
But he says you need to leave when Chang makes an announcement for people to leave if they want to.
But how old is she now? Seven?
Yeah, it looks around that age, like 6, 7.
She's eating a chocolate bar, and this guy comes up to her, starts crying.
Uh-huh.
Says, when Chang makes that, you need to tell your mom you have to leave. Why wouldn't he just go tell the mom?
I don't know.
He's telling a young child, go tell the mom. Have we seen the mom yet?
No, we haven't.
So we've never seen the mom.
Maybe that's a big reveal.
Okay, then that would be cool.
Yep. And then he says he wasn't going to do this, but since there's a possibility to change something, I'm going to do it.
Now, that's been a theory we've had for a couple weeks. A lot of people have had for the weeks that he's going to try and change what happens in the future to save Charlotte.
Yes. But we don't actually see the scene. It kind of cuts away from that. So then we see Jack and Kate. They're at the gun locker getting guns. And Faraday shows up and he's like, do you have a... Jack hands Faraday a big rifle. And he's like, you have like a starter?
Yeah, one for a beginner.
Yeah, one for a beginner.
So Faraday is the only one on the set of Lost that doesn't know how to use a gun. Now, Hurley, we know, doesn't want to use a gun.
No.
So we don't know that, but he's the only one that... Do you think that was a joke?
Because may have been.
Everyone's joking about how everyone on Lost, Charlie... you have one for a beginner, maybe kind of a joke out to the fans that always make jokes about
it. You notice the gun, it was a very similar gun to one that was used by Tom in season 2 in the hunting party.
Right. The German, was it a Luger?
Or was it like a Luther?
No, it's a Luger.
It was a Luger? I think it's a Something Luger. Like that, yeah. I remember we analyzed that when that came out. I was just like, whoa, where did that come from?
I don't think
from?
It was a Luger, but I'll have to go back and...
But since it was brought to the others, is that how? Is that the same gun?
Now, that would be cool.
That Tom used in the future.
Was it a Luger? I didn't look at it that close because I was writing down notes going, he's the only one.
If you go back to episode 1.12 of The Lost Podcast, there's actually a picture of that gun, and we describe it in the past.
How are you remembering this, but you can't remember other things?
Like remedial things, like just daily activities?
Yeah.
Because that's not an event. I do that every single day.
Because once we record, I'm done. People go, why did you say this? And I go, what did I say?
I don't remember precisely what I say, but I remember certain things from episodes.
Okay.
Those first season episodes, I remember a lot of those. I think after that, it's a blur.
I can remember the first one.
Too well. Rosinski then shows up. God, I hate this guy. I want him to get his face blown off by an oil can.
And if Dan could shoot like the other Losties, he'd be dead.
Yeah. Rosinski shows up, and
always angry.
Yeah,
always.
Is it a Mexican standoff, Mexican showdown when they're all
a Mexican Mexican standoff? Yeah.
Is it Mexican standoff?
No, yeah, is it? I think it's a Mexican standoff.
I was trying to think, but basically, it's when everyone's like there waiting to shoot. But then guns start blazing, and Faraday gets a little graze on the neck.
Yeah. Balls down. Ow!
And so then they say, oh, we can get to the Jeep. And they're all shooting at each other. And then Jack sees a oil can, or is it a gasoline can?
Gasoline.
And
so Jack's thinking,
yep.
If I shoot this, boom.
And blows it up.
Right.
And it was quite a big explosion.
It was a big explosion. It was a cool scene. I liked it.
I think that's what Ryan and Jen were talking about. There was a big explosion on the transmission. But they
spoiler alert.
In the past. But they get away on the Jeep.
On the Jeep.
Yeah.
The blue Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that Dharma van is gone.
Well, they kind of slammed into it.
Yeah. Well, they slammed into it. Plus, they were shooting at it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it again.
You don't want to see
it? I don't want to see that one.
You don't want to see it coming back?
No, I don't want to see it coming back.
Dead van is dead van.
Right.
So we go back to flashback. It's Daniel on the piano again, and he's trying to remember what to play, but he can't really play it.
Right.
And Eloise comes and joins him. And
well, did we say why he can't remember things? It's because he did the experiment on himself.
Yeah. I mean, they never directly said that, but I guess we can assume that.
I thought that. He did say that. He tested it on himself first before he did it with Teresa.
Because he was saying he was sorry about Teresa. He said he tested it on himself before he did it. So I guess we can assume that's probably why.
Yeah, I think that's
did.
What happened. I don't think we said anything about that, but that's what happened.
But then Eloise asks him to take the job. And Faraday says he'll do it if it'll make her proud. And she says,
"Well, of course,
yes.
She needs target practice." Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
We then go back to Kate, Jack, and Faraday. And Jack patches Faraday's little graze wound.
It's like a little graze. And, he goes, well, this might sting. And he, screams like he's chopping off his arm or something like that. Did you hear? Oh! I'm, going, come on, man. But Faraday says, it's the future. This is the present.
This is our present.
This is our present. You didn't see me with a scar on my neck in the future, but he always wore the tie. So
there's no way to see anyway.
That's why I said, well, you always wore a tie. How am I supposed to know? But when he said we could all die.
Yeah.
And Jack looked at Kate right.
That's
away.
What I was actually going to bring that up.
Now, are they telling us that Kate is going to die?
At first, I thought, holy crap, is Kate going to die in this episode?
Yeah.
And, but maybe they were just, foreshadowing Daniel being shot.
Because right away when they looked, I said, don't kill Kate.
But it did. Like, once I saw it, I was like, holy crap, is Kate going to die in this episode?
You always look at their eyes, what they're doing. When Daniel said it, Jack right away looked at Kate.
Yep.
I was like, oh no, don't kill Kate.
Yep. So I don't know if Kate's doomed to death.
Has Kate come back to the island because she knows that she was supposed to die on the island?
I don't know, but...
Because we haven't found out what she...
I thought the same thing.
Because remember, she told Jack, and Jack even mentioned in this episode, I know you told me never to ask you why you did what you did.
But I don't think it's this. The reason why I came back is this.
Yeah. So, is she going to die?
I don't know. We go back to Dharma Town, and Rosinski sounds the alarm. He's going through, and Hurley walks out with his guitar case.
Right.
In tow.
I said, oh, now we're going to find out what's in the guitar case.
But we don't.
No.
Jin is there as well, and I'm sure he says some kind of Korean curse word.
He said something, yeah, but I didn't know what it was. Like,
aw, shoot. Then Rosinski goes into Le Fleur.
Where you been?
Yeah. And then Phil can, you know, keep quiet, make a noise.
Why didn't they knock him out?
Yeah.
I don't get people. You're trying to get out. The people are running around. I would have gone in there and knocked him out again.
Or, you know, cement bricks on the feet, throw him in the ocean.
Well, obviously he didn't want to kill Phil. I think he liked I know you're kidding, but he liked Phil, but I would have tied him up where he's not making a bunch of noise.
I agree.
It just doesn't,
I agree.
Nobody thinks.
Nope.
That's all I gotta say.
And Rosinski finds him and then asks Juliet and Sawyer to kneel down.
Where were their guns?
Where
were their guns? Every time someone came to the door, Sawyer picked up his gun.
Yep.
Not this time.
Because it wouldn't feed the story well.
I understand that. you gotta think, people.
Yep. So then we go back to Jack Faraday and Kate and on their hike. And Jack asks Faraday to say, you know, explain why he said his mom was wrong. And Faraday tells him about 4.5 hours, an incident will happen. Where they're building the Swan Station. They're going to have to put cement around it. And that's when you see, like, Jack's eyes go, wait a second.
And it's going
to
be like Chernobyl.
This is back to season two.
And it's going to be like Chernobyl.
Yep. Or not, it's going to be like Chernobyl, but like they did at Chernobyl.
Like they did Chernobyl. Yeah. Chernobyl. All right.
And he says, and for 20 years, they're going to push a button in what you call your hatch. And Desmond's going to mess up or not push that button. That's what leads to your plane crashing on this island.
Okay, this is what bugs me. It's bugged me from the start since we found out that it was so important to press that button. Why just two people? If it's that important, why not have a team down there? Why not have a team of 10 down there? Now, do you think they originally, this is where maybe, they originally wanted to go with it?
Maybe they had more, but then once the Dharma Initiative died out, there was only one left and somebody had to do it.
Okay, I can see that. But where was Kelvin going all those times? Walking around. Because when Desmond comes on the beach, there's other people on the beach. Remember, he's kind of fuzzy, and didn't he see other people
on the beach? I think he used, like, blurred vision, and he saw, like, it was just Kelvin, and it was, like, blurred, and made it look like maybe...
All right, then I can see that. Maybe I can accept the fact that there was more than... Because
remember, whatever this incident, and if Faraday is calling this correctly, and Chang sends a lot of people away... So there's only so and so many people there at the Dharma Initiative.
Now, wouldn't you recruit the hostiles? Well, I guess you wouldn't because you can't trust them, right?
No.
Okay. No. All right. I'm cool with it now.
But he says, I've been so stuck on constants, I forgot about variables.
Right.
We are the variables. Humans, they have free choice, free will.
Right.
And control of their destinies. And he says, the only way I'm going to be able to stop this energy make it neutral? He says, I'm going to detonate a hydrogen bomb.
Did you see Kate's face? It's like, what? If you go back and watch her face, it's classic. Yes. It's like, what?
We then go back to Eloise and Penny. And says she hopes that Desmond's going to be okay. And Penny's like, wait, we don't know? Or you think he's going to not be okay? And says... I don't know much of anything or what's
going
to happen.
This is the first time in a long time I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And Penny goes to see Desmond, and Desmond is okay. But why? And the doctor said you can leave your baby with the nurse here.
I thought that
Why would she do that?
I wrote that down, too. That's strange. Let the strange nurse watch your son.
Yeah, after all that's been happening.
There's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
Someone just tried to kill you. Ben is... You don't know where Ben's at.
Yeah.
Ben just shot Desmond.
Yes.
Now your son...
You're just going to leave your kid there?
Here, leave it with the nurse. No way. I say, you know what? I'm bringing my son with me.
I don't want to say the writers on the show are bad parents, but...
Well, you know, they all have daddy issues.
I guess so.
The show is about daddy issues, okay? Well, today was about mommy issues, like people are saying.
Yeah.
I wrote down the same thing. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way I leave my kid there.
No way.
Unless I didn't like him. No, I'm just kidding.
And not even like in extreme circuit, like just in regular. I wouldn't leave a kid sitting out there.
No, even if someone had not just attempted to shoot.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave a kid there in a hospital.
No, I say, you know what? I'll bring him. I'm not gonna leave this crazy lady Hawkins with.
Yeah, exactly.
No way.
Steal the kid. But Desmond is okay.
Yes.
So then we see Eloise leaving.
Well, he said, "I made a promise. I'll never leave you, brother."
We then go to Eloise leaving the hospital, and Widmore stops her.
So that's why I think Widmore's the one that called her, because he was there also.
Mm-hmm. But
how did Widmore know?
Ben. So he probably found out because Ben was there.
He probably went to the marina
and found the conclusion
and called Hawkins.
Yeah. So she Eloise tells him that you should probably go see your daughter, and he's like, "Well, I sacrificed my relationship for the better cause.
I've sacrificed too."
And she's like, "You know what you asked me to do? You know what I had to do?" And Widmore is like, "He's my son too," and she slaps him.
Yeah. And everyone went, "Whoa, he's just what?" We knew that.
Yeah. We then go from the flashback to Kate and Jack.
Now here's something. Now, okay. Instead of just dragging that whole storyline about him being the mom and his affair to his parents, maybe they should have just told us from the beginning.
Maybe.
I mean, at this point, they're really not going to get, like we said earlier, you're not going to really get anybody off guard because people are picking this. Like I said, they're picking this show apart.
Yeah.
You know, scene by scene. I think they should just told us from the start.
Yeah, I think that would have been a better reveal. Like instead of giving us clues, because we're going to figure it out if you give us the clues.
Just tell us right. It would have been like, what?
Yeah. It'd have been more shocking.
Yeah.
Maybe it would have been too much. Maybe they only wanted like one super shocking
thing
in this episode.
Maybe we just can't handle it. We can't handle the truth.
So then Kate and Jack are kind of following behind Faraday, and Kate says she thinks it's a mistake to erase everything.
And someone has a good theory about that in the email.
Okay. But Faraday finds the camp, and he goes in alone. Jack stays
now,
behind.
Now, again, I hate to keep saying people keep making mistakes, but you're one guy with one gun, and you don't know how to use the gun. Why would you walk in with the gun?
So recklessly, too, when he just said that they should be more cautious.
Right. So he walks in. Do you think he knew what was going to happen?
I don't think so. Because he was shocked. He was definitely shocked.
But he was shocked by who did it. You think his plan was to die?
I don't think he's dead.
Okay. Like I said, a lot of people think he's dead. I'm going back and forth because he could be saved. It just seems stupid that he went down there with...
You want to know why I don't think he's dead, and we have some feedback for this later, but it's almost like people are for sure that he did the video with Chang.
Right.
So they didn't do that when we saw it today.
Yeah, but you only have 4.5 hours to do that video.
Or it could have been after.
Well, okay.
Could have been like right after. And that's what told Chang, like, oh crap, we were wrong.
I should have listened.
Yeah. But he could be dead still, and that could have been somebody else. I think everyone was pretty sure it was Faraday that did that video.
I think we're almost 100% sure it was Faraday, but maybe you're wrong.
Awesome. So he goes after Richard and asks to see Eloise, and he talks about the bomb. Where'd you bury it? I need to go get it. Just for a quick second. And he points
a gun. I just want to look at it.
Points,
do you think Richard knew who he was? I think he knew who he was.
You think so?
I think Richard was playing stupid.
Probably. But he points a gun at Richard, says, "Tell me what's going on or I'll shoot you. Where's Eloise?" And then we hear a gunshot, but then we realize, holy crap, Faraday's been shot. And by whom? His mother. And Richard's like, "What are you doing?"
And she goes,
"No, he wasn't going to shoot me.
Wire hangers ever."
And Faraday says, "I'm your son."
Yeah. What?
Cut the loss.
I told you to stop playing the piano. I told you, and I told you, and I told you. You wouldn't listen.
So, what did you think? Did you think he was going to get shot?
I didn't think he was going to
get
shot.
No, neither did I.
I was thinking, oh my God, he's going to shoot Richard, and we're going to find out that he is mortal, that he can die. But nope, that didn't happen.
Nope.
So, I don't think Richard was... Maybe he's not, because Richard wasn't worried about getting shot. Like, why did you shoot him? He wasn't going to do it. Didn't matter if he shot him or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, maybe Eloise doesn't know because she shot him. But still, why did you go down there with a gun? I knew it was a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he just would have went down there without a gun, I think he would have been fine, quite honestly.
Yeah, well, they might have grabbed him and stuff like that.
But yeah.
Goes, look, I'm here. I got to do this. I got to do that.
Yeah. So I don't know why he needed to bring a gun into the mix.
Don't pick the gun up. And he shot the gun in the dirt. No, the bullets into the dirt, but... I hope, you know, a lot of people, I think, want him dead. I've seen a lot of people that are happy he got shot. But I like Faraday.
So do I.
He's one of my favorite characters, and I'd be a little upset if he died. But at this point, we're running out of episodes, so we got about 19 left.
Yeah, about 19.
So if he dies, sorry. I mean, I didn't do it, so.
All right, well, that's what we thought about this episode. What do you say we get into what everybody else thought?
Yeah, I have an email here. You want me to read the email real quick?
Well, is it? Feedback?
It's feedback, yeah.
Well, we'll save it for the feedback.
Okay, all right.
That's what feedback section's for. I just didn't want to listen to the song. Well, before we get into that, we're going to today's sponsor.
Okay.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible has over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost for your free audiobook.
It's free.
All right. Now listener feedback.
All right.
Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right. So listener feedback time. Got a lot of great feedback to get into, Jack. So what do you say? We get into our... Or you want to do the email? You're really anxious to do that. Let's do the email.
Because I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
I think it makes sense. I didn't think about it at the time, but this is from Amanda.
Okay.
Kate is thinking ahead.
Ooh.
She was doubtful of the erasing everything that happened because if 815 lands, she goes to jail.
Ah, it's true.
So she's free. Well, free as she can be.
Yeah.
But if she goes, you know... But maybe the goo would be with his mom, though. But would never be known.
No, because Claire was going to give the baby up for adoption.
That's right. But then would he be known as the goob?
Don't know.
No, we don't know what the adopted.
He'd be known as the burr.
So I think that's a great theory. Why would Kate want the... But, you know, we always thought that, too. Why would she want to go back? Why would she want to go back? Because she would go to jail when she went back.
Yeah.
So there's also another one on Twitter, Karen, that said, save tie-wearing guy.
Nice.
I saw that on Twitter. It was pretty good.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Twitter.
That I'm up to three now.
All right. So what do you say we get into the phone calls?
Do it.
All right. Here we go.
Hi, this is Fleach from Ohio, and I got one thing to say. Eloise Hawking, worst mom of the millennium.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Jen in Maryland. Just two little updates about Lost episode tonight. One, I used to like Eloise Hawking, darn her. And two, very, very, very sad to hear the return of the word freckles. But on a lighter note, Obama must be a fan of Lost because I see he wrapped up his speech just in time for the show. Talk to you later. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Chelsea from Cincinnati calling again. I just have to say, wow, tonight's episode... probably is the best one of the best I've seen yet. It is getting so very confusing now. All these twists with Eloise and Daniel and, you know, Widmore and all this craziness. I'm definitely starting to, you know, kind of go along with some of what other people have been saying about the island blowing up. But now we're thinking that Jack and Kate and the other survivors might be blowing it up instead of Desmond. But, you know, I'm kind of sad to see Faraday gone. Yeah, he was a nutcase, but he was really kind of the one who was, you know, he was kind of the one who was holding all the secrets. And without him, now they got to kind of try to figure the numbers out, and their number guy is gone. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm really excited to see next week's, and I can't wait to see how the rest of this story is going to play out. Because right now, I'm, like, just... so ready to find out what's going to happen. Love the podcast. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Andrea from Long Island. I really liked the episode tonight. I love Faraday, so I love seeing his backstory. But there were three things I noticed. First, if Faraday is in fact dead, like he was at the end of the episode, how did he possibly make the video with Dr. Chang talking about the future and George W. Bush and the internet that was shown last year at Comic-Con, because he didn't seem like he convinced Dr. Chang that he was from the future. The second thing I noticed, which is kind of silly, is Eloise, Charlotte, little Charlotte, and Charles all have these British accents, but they've been on the island their entire lives, so I'm kind of confused why they have that. I thought Charlotte got it after she left the island, but kind of silly, but notice that. And also, I was wondering if anyone picked up on the little 15-second commercials throughout the episode with a quick picture flash and the words, "What did you see?" right after that. And I wanted to know if that was tied in with Lost. Okay, great show, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Richard from New Jersey. Just got done watching the episode about 20 minutes ago. Started thinking about a bunch of things, so I want to give you guys a call. One of the first things that, you know, comes to my head immediately is the fact that, you know, these guys aren't going to succeed, and what was supposed to happen was meant to happen. I think Faraday, once he was shot, realized that no matter what they do, they can't change, you know, the future. But it started making me think also, like, okay, so whatever what happened to those losses that are currently in the past, like, are they going to get back to the future? Maybe they don't really ever do it. Maybe they somehow get stuck there, and it started making me think about that third group of people that eventually come to the island. And maybe those people might be working for the remainder of people that are alive from Flight 815. Like, somehow Jack, Sawyer, and everyone else just happen to live out their lives and get old and gray and maybe amass some amount of money or whatever and plan it out to send people back in time on that flight to do something. What? I don't know yet. But, yeah, that's just my crazy theory. I know it's very, very wacky and out there, but, hey, it's Lost. Why not, right? All right. Talk to you guys later. Have a great show. Keep up the good work.
It is true. Anything can happen.
Anything.
It's Lost. Anything can happen.
Yep.
So the third group. I'm not sure if it is a third group necessarily. I still think...
I think they're working for Ben.
Yeah, a lot of people think they're working for... they're working for Eloise.
Uh-huh.
Which I could see, too. But if she's working for Eloise, I think that Ben's involved.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's involved with it somehow.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm always wrong, so who knows? But I'm hopefully...
You're right, 2% of the time.
2% of the time. And then, how did they get the British accent? I think it's just because it's cool.
I mean, yeah, British accents are way cooler.
It's just cool.
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. Well, you know, Faraday doesn't have a British accent.
Yeah, it's weird because I think most like kids or people develop their accents from their parents anyway, the way they talk.
Yeah, because you just hear it. It's from hearing.
And you like absorb their, you know, speech patterns and everything like that. But I mean, I don't know. I could say that I've lived in the South for 7 years and I haven't really adopted the Southern accent.
I've got some of it. I got some of it going on. I need some biscuits and gravy.
That sounded more like Elvis. I got some burgers and gravy.
I need some peanut butter and banana sandwich. But she loves Faraday and he got shot.
Yes.
So I don't know if she loved Faraday after he got shot. I was confused because she said she loves Faraday and she left it at that. So it was Andrea, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to know, send me an email.
Okay.
Do you like Faraday after he got shot or before he got shot? Am I wrong? Did she just say?
I think it's a valid question.
Yeah, but I think it's just, you know,
yeah,
people need to know.
I think they do.
And she also said the commercial. I saw the commercials.
Did you see that too, yeah. There's like a little clip of something. I think like one was like a...
It was a coffin.
Yeah, it was like one surfing.
And then surfing. Then there was a couple getting married.
Yeah.
Then I just stopped caring.
Well, it's...
I don't know if it was from a TV show. Yeah, I think they kept going to 2020 after that.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh, so that's something to do with 2020, but it seems like they're doing some kind of like viral marketing for some new show.
Were you watching or did you see that?
Or yeah, what did you see or something?
I'm just like, you know what? Instead of doing that, just give me another 3 minutes of Lost.
Yeah.
Maybe, I'm just kidding.
Is it too much to ask?
And then we had the call about the island blowing up, that maybe the Losties are going to blow it up, and people have been thinking it was Desmond, but if you went on newdia.tv... Yeah. Just kidding.
We talked about it on the Lost podcast.
On the Lost podcast that I've changed it to Jack. And now I hopefully it doesn't happen this season because I've actually changed it now to, I was talking in an email with someone today, going back and forth about Locke and all this stuff. I think it's going to be Jack and Locke.
I think Jack and Locke are going to blow it up
together. Faith and science and faith.
But how, when they're in both two different, so you're going to have to wait till
somehow they're going to get back together. in the same timeline.
So they're gonna like put their fists together, like science, faith,
Shazam. No, I think somehow they're gonna realize together, because they've been butting heads since season one, right? You know, Jack called him the crazy old guy, and Locke's like, you know, Jack, you gotta open up your heart. You gotta think together. They're going to blow up the island.
See, I don't like blowing up the island because it just doesn't work.
Because that's how they're going to want to end it.
Kate's right. They shouldn't be changing the future.
Kate's crazy. We don't need Kate. Theory come true.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I think Jack is definitely going to blow up that island.
No.
He has nothing to go back for.
No. Nothing. Talk to his dad. He wants to be on the island. Why is he going to blow up his dad?
He doesn't like his dad.
How are they going to reconcile?
Over an episode of Carol Burnett. Now, how do you want Lost to end?
I don't want to say.
Now, I'm telling you right now. Okay,
don't want it to end. I'll say this. I don't want it to end where they stop the incident from happening, and then so nothing happens.
And the plane lands.
No.
You know, I gotta be honest. I don't think I like that. I think that would ruin.
That's a cop out.
That's a final thing where they land and we see, and Kate walks off in handcuffs, and the marshal's still alive, and Hurley still got his big headphones on, listening to his song and stuff like that, and Walt and Michael.
Yeah, like it never
happened. It's like, you know, hey, come on, guys.
No.
6 years of my life. Of course, I didn't think I was going to like the end of season three when they were off the island. I was like going, oh, this is just crazy. I don't think it was crazy, but I think I remember saying, I don't think I'm going to like this.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to ride it out. But if this whole change, I could see, you know, I'm all right with changing stuff that happened. I'm on board, like back to, I'd like to be able to go back in time. I've said before, back in time and change things that happened.
Boo.
But this thing, I don't want to see the plane landing in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Claire getting off all pregnant and.
I agree.
No, because then there's no Des. We never would have met Des. I mean, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Everything in, you know, Nikki and Paolo walk off. Come on.
They deserve to be buried alive.
They were never on the plane. I never saw them. Stop trying to push Nikki and Paolo on me.
Oh, anyway, man.
So we have Jen.
Uh-huh.
She used to like Hawkins, Eloise.
Not no more.
Not no more. And she doesn't like the word freckles. Now, does she not like Kate? Not like the word freckles. Don't worry, I had a call into the president, and he made sure.
Oh, I think we were both. I was like, shut up. You have... Actually, even more so, once he was done, I was like, okay. But then, was it Gibson? What's his name?
Charlie Gibson.
I was just like, all right, let's hustle it up. Let's be all professional
Chuck,
here.
Let's get to the... Well, you know, I guess they lose $10 million an hour, the networks.
Really?
That's what they were saying. That's why some of the networks didn't do it. Well, uh-huh. Fox didn't do it because they lose $10 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money in this economy to lose
the
100-day thing. I get the whole importance of it.
Yeah.
But like $10 million, I mean, that's a lot of jobs for
people. Actually, even more important than 10, if they actually would have cut into my last time.
Oh, I'd have been mad. I had a call into the White House because I have a direct line. And I know he's a leader of the free world, but this was a very good episode. You know, you can wait 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Do it the 121 days.
Well, it's kind of funny that it was his 100th day in office and the 100th episode.
Yes.
Coincidence?
I think not.
But anyway.
And then the other person, worst mom ever. Worst mom ever. You think that's,
she sent her son to die?
Well, it's...
Unless he didn't die.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
You're always saying that Locke is on a... Whatever Locke is doing is good for the island.
Uh-huh.
What if she's doing is what is good for the island?
I guess so.
Now, hold on a second.
Okay.
All you right. Locke fans, you've always defended him by saying what he is doing is best for the island. Now, Eloise just shot her son in the back and sent him back to die. Is it, if it's what's best for the island, is it okay?
Yes. So the problem is right now we just don't know the whole story yet or what's going to happen. I mean, we don't even know if he's really dead yet.
No, we don't know he's dead, but a lot of people who are hating on Eloise.
Uh-huh.
Do you hate Locke for doing what he's done?
No.
All right. Just throwing it out there.
All right. Let's do some quick last tweet back.
Okay.
I'm just going to find every type of bird call I can.
Well, we had someone send in a song, but you forgot.
I forgot it. But we'll put it on the Sunday show.
We'll put it on Sundays. Don't worry.
But I don't know, I'm kind of getting used to the birds.
Yeah. We should play the Alfred Hitchcock.
Let's see.
You ever seen that movie?
The Birds? No.
That is a great movie.
Let's see. This one is from T-Glass 1976.
Ooh. Was he born in 1976?
I guess. Let's see. So if what happened happened, but doesn't have to be what happened, then what will happen when what happens happens differently?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens.
This one, we have two from Bolty Icon _ Lock.
Okay.
So we've got constants and variables. The next step is answers. Next one from him.
Well, I think we're getting answers.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, we're getting actually answers to questions we already know, but at least they're answers. I think we had three or four answers in this one, didn't we? Okay, that confirmed it. Like the whole Widmore. I mean, I think we've all known
Staging the crash.
Yeah. He definitely.
Well, they said that on that Lost recap last week.
Yeah, but some people still didn't believe it.
Yeah,
we're getting emails. People didn't believe it. I'm saying, well, you know, now it's confirmed. He did do it.
Yep. Next up is swing set scenes. Kate and Roger, Saeed handcuffed to the swing set. Ben and Alex on the swing set. Ben and Annie on the swing set. Now Faraday and Charlotte. Swings equal significant?
Means death. Right. Because who's all died? We had, we don't know what happened to Annie.
We don't.
Ben's alive. Saeed's alive.
So there you go. You're done.
So my theory's done. But yeah. Charlotte is dead.
So two people.
Well, Charlotte, that's all I got. We don't know about Annie.
Alex died, though.
Alex died. Alex is dead, too. So Alex is dead.
So two out of one, two, three, six, four, six. Well, five.
But Faraday could be dead, too.
That's true.
So it's a 50-50 deal.
I don't know about 50-50.
Sometimes you live. Getting there. We don't know what's wrong. Saeed could be dead.
True.
So it could be a lot better.
It is true. Like, I've totally, like, lost care of where Saeed is right now.
You know, he's, like, one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
I think everyone loves him.
Yeah.
But he, like, just disappears and people go, okay. It's like, you know, okay, another episode I didn't see Rose Menard. I'm still burning. But here's Saeed, who's a major character. And I go, he'll turn up. Where is he at?
I don't know.
You know, a lot of
he's with Rose Menard.
That's what most people are saying. He's found Rose Menard in the jungle. Well, you can't party with Rose. Be like, no. You're hogging it.
Only one drink for you.
Right.
This one's from Frosted Cupcake. Dudes, I'm so going to cry if Daniel is dead. He's the most ingenious character ever. I love him.
I did like when he was talking to Jack about the book and said, like, have you looked at the, like, can you figure out the numbers? And Jack's like, look at him and go, he's like us. he was like the everyday fan going, I don't know what you're talking about.
Dave Gobi, or Job. Lorraine Baines isn't supposed to shoot Calvin Klein. let's see. Mariah, 17 icon _ lock. What's these icon under? Oh, maybe that's like a thing or something I don't even know about.
Is it a thing going around the...
Maybe it's some kind of coding that I don't even understand.
Well, can someone send us a Twitter telling us what _ lock means?
Icon _
icon _
I don't know.
Are we going to sound stupid for saying this?
Probably.
Well, you know what? Hey, I'm just a three Twitter guy.
I'm still learning. Yeah, I learn something new about Twitter every day.
But you've been full on Twitter for about a couple of months now. I'm just a three guy.
I'm not Ryan level Twitter level yet.
Yeah, well, we're ahead of the transmission, though.
There is no transmission, but we're ahead of Ryan.
Oh, they don't do the transmission Twitter?
No, it's just Ryan and Jen have there.
Okay, we're ahead of them. That's all that matters. Just kidding. I'm following them now. Oh, they're following me now, so it's cool.
Let's see.
Of course, I don't do anything.
You're cool with him.
My last one was, Canes win!
That was an amazing game.
I'm sorry if you're a New Jersey Devil fan. I mean, I was talking to someone today. I go, I can't imagine being the players
of
New Jersey thinking, all right, we got one of the best goalies in the world, and he was keeping him in the
game. Yeah.
I was about ready to go smack him.
Yeah.
He was making save after save. I mean, you have to respect his talent.
Yeah.
And both teams were evenly matched. We're talking about the Hurricanes New Jersey Devils game tonight. And the Canes are down with like a minute 31, 3-2.
Yeah, it was 80 seconds left in the game.
And they scored
to
tie it up. And I said, oh, great. I go, all right, now I have to deal with overtime. And then with like 31 seconds left, Eric Staal scored with 31 seconds left. Oh, my God. And then New Jersey came down.
Yeah,
New Jersey had three or four chances to score on Cam Ward.
Yeah.
The Canes goalie made great. It was a great game. Great. If you love hockey, which I know like three of you do, it was a great game, great series, and now we get to go play the Boston Bruins.
So Chris in Boston, coming after you.
Coming after you.
Joe Jaw Dog. Hurley seemed awful quick to not want to take a ride on the sub. The guitar case made another appearance. Contents equals Charlie stuff.
Someone was pointing out that maybe the guitar case has to go with the metal box.
possibly.
Alana, so it'd be nice to find out in the next 2 weeks.
It would be. It would be. All right, so that's it for Lyle's tweet bag.
Right.
All right, are you ready for your crackpot theory of
the
week?
We have the contest update.
All right, let's get into that. What do you got?
All right, we had no dudes.
Oh, really, no dudes?
I'll have to go watch it again. And
uh-huh.
I go, I can't believe he had the cool Fonzie line.
Yeah.
But there was no dude. He had the wishy-washy thing. He was wishy-washy on the vote.
Mm-hmm.
No dudes? No dudes.
Okay.
Jen was in the episode.
Okay.
Hurley was in the episode. Okay. And Charlotte.
Yep.
It's a technicality, but we ruled earlier that that counted, so she was in the episode.
All righty. So, are you ready for your crackpot theory of the week?
My crackpot theory? Yes, I am.
All right, let me get the drum set ready.
You know, the funny thing is, I was so into the episode. I almost forgot. I was sitting there watching the episode, then I'm looking at my notes, and I'm looking at the contest and stuff like that, and I'm reading some of the emails and stuff like that. And you came in, and we're doing that, and our freezer outside didn't shut off, so I had to throw everything spoiled. So I'm like, coming up, I go, wait a minute. I never came up with a crackpot theory.
Do you have one for us now?
I do have one, but it's dawned on me. I only have to do 18 more of these. Right?
Yeah.
19 more episodes.
Yeah.
I only need 18 more.
Uh-huh.
Because the final one.
You don't need one there?
I don't need one unless I say, you know, well, we could have had a better ending.
Well, you know what? You should have a crackpot because maybe not everything's going to be answered.
I don't think that's fair. Okay. If they blow up the island.
Okay.
Then I think all bets are off. I shouldn't have come up with anything.
All right.
Anyway, I was thinking today.
Okay.
Watching the episode again or thinking about the episode again that Miles. His dad's going to tell him that's why his family's going to be kicked. I think most people believe that he's going to find out that Miles is his son. There's going to be an incident. He's going to get his young Miles, baby Miles, and his mom are going to be put on the sub and kicked off the island.
Uh-huh.
Older Miles is going to stay behind with his dad. He's going to admit that he's his dad, and they're going to die together.
Aww.
So Miles of today.
Okay, today Miles.
Today Miles.
Well, older Miles.
Older Miles will have finally bond with his dad.
Uh-huh.
And he will remain on the island with his dad, and he will die.
And he will die.
With his dad.
All right.
Well, he'll definitely... Okay, well, you don't want him to die.
Uh-huh.
They'll definitely be together.
Okay.
Miles will stay with his dad. They're gonna have some...
He'll donate his arm to him.
Well, he still hasn't lost his arm.
Well, I guess it's the incident.
Well, that's another thing that has to happen, too. Mm-hmm. So, that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. Did you mention what the comic book was?
It was actually a Wired magazine. The magazine Wired. It's a great magazine. Let's see. It is. It's Wired. It says, "The Impossible Gets Real." And it had, like, a red and purple superhero. That was just reviewing it on the DVR. Not in high def, so I'm sure there's going to be better screen caps of that. We'll get more detail.
Now, do you think that with Faraday, we're going back and forth, do you think he's dead? I mean, really, is there a reason to keep him around? He's given Jack the book. He's given Jack the idea what to do.
It's funny. I've been going back, like, it seems like everyone gets shot. It's like, they're not dead.
Yeah.
Almost like 90% of the time is true.
Because I was a big believer back when Shannon got shot. Oh, she's not dying.
Yeah.
She's pregnant with Boone's baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that can't happen, but that didn't
And then
happen.
I remember we said, Libby's not going to die.
Libby's not going to die, and she died on us. So
Many more.
But I think that maybe they're starting to get to the point where they're going to start killing off some characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I really thought Kate was going to, because, you know, you never know. At this point, they're trying to wrap things up. So I think he's going to die. I think that's why Miles is going to stay behind, because really his story, they gave us his backstory last week.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago. He's going to have closure here with Pierre Chang. Is there really any reason to keep bringing him along? Just to give the one quick...
Yeah.
Smart like Alan. They got Sawyer for that. They don't need Miles. So I think Miles.
I hate to say it, but I think he is a goner.
I think he's going to be toast.
All right. You ready to close with the show?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. All right, guys. That is our show for this Thursday.
Yay.
Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your last questions, comments, and or theories. Also, give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. That's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can tweet us at twitter.com/JandJack. Once again, twitter.com/JandJack.
And help us stay ahead of Ryan.
Ryan's such a nice guy.
I love Ryan. I love Ryan and Jen. But it's all about winning. I'm kidding. I do. I kid.
Now you've been. Oh, check out jandjack.com with all
important information. I'm just throwing you off track today.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. All right. I'm tired. Ready to get
also,
out of here?
Also, if you want to be the biggest Los fan, if you want to win the Hugo Cup, we've had, I guess, a couple entries already. You send it to newdia@gmail.com. Send your video in to win the prestigious Hugo Cup. It's yours for a year to be the biggest Los fan. It can be whatever you want. You want to win I think it's just something that I think you can hang your hat on.
And really people are confused saying it's like newdiatv.com. It's that the web address is newdia.tv.
Right.
Type it in your browser.
I think they're probably confused because I've said .com a lot.
Yeah, you have.
So, and if you've seen the Newdia thing, the bloopers, people are like, why does Jack have all the bloopers? Just because I didn't want Colleen to feel bad. I just goofed up on purpose.
The classic phrase in anything that we do involving Jack is one take Jack.
Yep. And that started back when I was
doing a Survivor video.
Survivor video. I just...
You can't do things. You at least take like 30 takes.
Yeah, exactly. Except when we do the podcast. I just...
Yeah, except when you do the podcast.
I don't know what it is, but it just rambles.
Put a video camera on you.
Video camera on me. It's like...
I think it's more on the spot.
Well, like I said, that one night that I... What was the popcorn?
I don't know. It was a popcorn one. You were perfect. One.
And Cliff goes, well, can you go back and do something? I go, what, like mess up? Dude has to have some kind of, you know, I'm the editor. I have to do some editing.
He's got to have something to fix.
Yeah, it's just like, come on. He's like Jack. He's like Jack from the island. He has to fix things.
Oh, man. But it's newdia.tv. That's
right,
the web address.
Like I said, we'll take entries up to the end of May. I think it's May 31st. And you will win. Yeah, I mean, we'll send it to you.
Yeah.
And we'll want a picture of yourself with it. And everywhere you go.
I'll be watching you ever knew.
I'll be like that Geico commercial.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. All right, we'll see you guys Monday. Hasta luego and goodbye.